Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about how to destroy self-doubt and start having confidence within yourself, to be sure of the decision that you're making and be okay with everything that comes from that, and be sure that everything that you're deciding, everything that you're making, every decision that you decide for yourself will work out in your favor when you understand that there's a process behind everything. So today we're talking about how to destroy self-doubt and be confident in everything that you're doing, and be sure of every decision that you make, and identify that you are on the right path because this is something that you're doing for yourself, so you don't have to second guess everything that you're doing and will do. So if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey. Make sure you share this video with someone that's having self-doubt within themselves, for themselves. And today we're going to talk about the purpose of confidence and how to destroy second guessing everything that we're doing. So there's a process behind everything. Let me write this down so that way I don't forget what we're talking about today. So let me put this in the camera. Okay, they're on the camera. Everything's set up. So today we're talking about how to destroy self-doubt. How, my board kind of wiggly, to destroy, there we go, self-doubt. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. There we go. Let me see. Let me get right. There we go. So listen. Doubt exists in everybody. Everybody has some type of doubt within themselves. Everybody's not confident when they start doing something. Everybody's not great when they decide to do something for themselves. Everyone has to do the work, has to get great, understand. Like, there's a process behind understanding what doubt even is. Doubt is second-guessing yourself. Let's look up the definition of doubt so we can actually get on the right path to see what is doubt and why is it stopping us from growing. So self-doubt, I'm going to put doubt definition. Hold on. Doubt. So, there. Okay. I knew it was going to do that. Now, I'm sharing my screen, and it says, doubt, a feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. So, a feeling of uncertainty. Let me come back to the screen. A feeling of uncertainty. Doubt is saying that you're not sure of what you're doing because you're unaware of what you're doing. And what aware of the work that you're doing, and you're unaware of what needs to be conducted. See, understanding that you are okay, you are in the right path. You just have to learn more. You have to be okay with not knowing everything, because everything that will come in your come your way will be for you. You just have to understand that there's a learning curve that has to go on behind every single thing. Before I went live today, I did the same introduction 4 different times because, one, the software wasn't working. I wasn't able to connect to the other platforms. I wasn't able to record or go live like I wanted to when I wanted to. So now there's complications that comes about. There's difficulties that we experience. There's annoying time that we have to face and understand that we are putting ourselves in this position because we are doing it for ourselves. And so as I'm about to go live, it's not going live. And I forgot to turn on the air. So it's kind of hot. okay? It's kind of hot, but I'm sure of what I'm saying will matter. Will make a difference because I have certainty behind the message that I'm delivering today. I have certainty, awareness, knowledge of the topic that I'm speaking about today. So even though all these things came about today, the software not working, I'm not being able to go live when I wanted to, I'm figuring out how to go live on the go. There's a process behind everything. When I first went live a couple of weeks ago, or 4 years ago, I was uncertain of what I was going to do, or what I was going to speak about, or how long I was going to communicate. See, understanding that everything has a process, everything has a timing, everything has to be learned. And when you learn something new, you have to understand that this new is going to take time to get comfortable with. See, doubt is just saying that you are uncertain. You lack the education. You lack the conviction. You lack the confidence to say that you can do something when you don't even know what you're doing. So you have to understand, like, there's a process behind everything. One person that I looked up to that I still, it's crazy, was my mama. I look up to my mama because the fact that she didn't know more of life when I understood and just really start growing up, it's the fact that it wasn't the fact that she didn't know. She was sure that she was going to make and survive for us. She was going to make the living for us so we can be there and be okay, have a great childhood and be present when we need to be present. And so when I'm learning, as I got older, as I start learning from mom, start asking different questions with her, I just start to learn, like, why did you not give up? Why were you so sure of what you was doing was going to work for us? Why was you teaching us the information that you was teaching us at the time that was presented? Where did it even come from? And so I'm able to ask these questions in a different way because now I understand more of life, more of experience. I have more knowledge. Understanding that your knowledge comes from experience. Understand that your knowledge comes from timing. You understand that your knowledge can come from every other thing, other person that you come encounter with. So when I start to understand that doubt, it's just a lack of uncertainty, I start to begin and open my mind to new situations, to new experiences, to new knowledge that I've never heard before. See, understanding that getting on live and speaking is a hard skill because now I'm speaking in public. I'm speaking publicly. Well, I'm speaking at home, but it's on a public platform. So that means multiple people can see what I'm talking about. Multiple people can see what I look like. Multiple people can hear me because it's across different platforms. And by the way, if you're listening to this, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to Failure is Knowledge Podcast because we're diving deep on different topics about personal development, marketing, and business. This is a podcast for you. So the reason why I just plugged that in is because we have to understand that everything is a process behind everything. See, understanding self-doubt is having uncertainty. It's not sure of something. It's not confident in yourself in the process that you're doing. See, the first one I want to hit on is to recognize that you do not know, that you lack the knowledge. And that's absolutely okay. I'm going to put lack of knowledge. And see, the lack of knowledge leads you to uncertainty. The lack of knowledge leads you to second guessing. The lack of knowledge leads you to doubting yourself. Why do you doubt yourself when you understand when there's a process behind everything that you would like to do? When I first started learning real estate, I had so much uncertainty because I doubted myself. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to have communication or conversations with homeowners. I didn't know the questions to ask. I didn't know the follow-up questions. I didn't know what a problem even was. I'm just thinking, as I'm listening to these different books, different podcasts, different conversations, people are saying, if you get into real estate, you can make a living from it. You can make a lot of money from it. So I got into real estate not even knowing everything that goes into it, not even knowing everything that I need to do, not even knowing everything I need to say and communicate and gather and know, because I just started. See, I had lack of certainty, yet I didn't have lack of confidence. I was willing to fail. I was willing to learn. I was willing to be open to this new skill that I had interest in. Yet at the same time, I didn't understand what all went into it. So as I started to do real estate, started to call homeowners, have conversations with them, it was challenging because it was something that I've never done before. I had uncertainty because I wasn't sure of what I was doing, how to continue doing it, how to show up, and why it was even important. And when I start to understand that it's not the fact that I'm not doing and showing up, it's the fact that I'm unsure of what I'm doing when I show up. And so when I was younger, my mom, she just kept showing up in different ways that's not even imaginable. Like, she provided for us. Not only did she provide for us, she took care of herself, of the house, of our living, the way we ate, how we played sports, and so on and so forth. And it was just so many different things that goes on to, like, being a kid that you don't understand, that you don't recognize. When there's a kid, when you are a kid and you start to grow up, you see that there's more information that's here. So how do you understand what you're getting yourself into when you have no idea what you are preparing for? That's why I kept asking myself, like, how did my mother raise three boys by herself? How was she prepared to even do that? How did she even know what to even raise the boys? And so I'm asking these questions because I'm curious for myself. I'm curious for myself. Where does she get this knowledge from? Where did she get this knowledge from? And at the same time, it came over time. It came over time. I was watching this one video and this one movie with Eddie Murphy. I was watching this one movie with Eddie Murphy. I believe the movie is like Beverly Hills Cops or something like that, part two. It was on Netflix, so we was watching it. And as I was watching it, there was a scene when the daughter was like that, the dad, Eddie Murphy, wasn't in her life. And even though he wasn't in her life, he came back and said, only knew how to be a dad when you was one. I was a 1 year old. I was 1 year dad. Like, I knew how to be a dad for 1 year. When you turn five, I was a dad for 5 years. When you turn 10, I was a dad for 10 years. So you're learning as you're going, you're learning as you're progressing, you're learning as you're evolving. You just have to understand that you have to keep evolving. You have to keep learning. You have to keep seeing things that you're not familiar with, because sooner or later, you're going to start getting familiar with it. In my book, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset, this book is so incredible because there's multiple chapters in there, but this one specific part that I'm saying, it says, learn as you go, grow as you learn. In other words, don't be afraid to start, because when you start, you learn as you are going, as you are progressing, as you are seeing and identifying what you would like to do and why you're doing it a particular way. See, it takes time to develop a skill. And once the skill get developed, now you have to perfect it every single day. Every single day, you have to perfect this skill so you can no longer have doubt within yourself. See, Steph Curry, I watched a video with Steph Curry. Steph Curry was great, was phenomenal. He's a phenomenal basketball player because he focused on the work. He focused on the basics. I saw a video of him shooting. It wasn't even far. It wasn't even a three-pointer, but it was like him doing a layup, but he wasn't doing a layup. He was like a step further back from the goal, and he was just shooting. He was just shooting. He was practicing his form. He was practicing the basics. He was practicing his skill. See, just because you're born with something doesn't mean that you're great at it. Doesn't mean you're perfect at it. What it does mean is that you have to continue to do the work, because the moment you get comfortable, the moment you get overconfident, then you stop progressing. You stop progressing because now you are overly confident because you're not practicing on your craft and the skill that you have developed. See, doubt comes from not knowing the work that comes from that, not knowing the process that goes on behind the journey, not knowing that you have to do the little things before you get to the big things. And once you get to the big things, you have to understand that it takes time. It takes time to recognize this. See, having self-doubt is understanding that it's okay not to be sure of everything. The point that I wrote right here is lack of knowledge, because you have lack of knowledge and experience, because this is something that you're starting. This is something new for you. This is something that you are unaware of. And just because you're unaware of something doesn't mean you shouldn't keep going. Doesn't mean you shouldn't keep showing up. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn more, because the more you show up, the more you learn.
The more you practice, the better you get. The more time you invest into yourself or put into yourself, you understand that you can grow and become better over time. See, time is of the essence because you have to understand that you have to put time in for yourself. As many videos, as many books, as many lectures that I've been through, experienced, and read, nothing beats its own experience rather than me doing what I put my mind to, what I committed to, what I am unsure of, so I need to learn more about. So even though I'm unsure of something, it's not the end of the world. It just means that I'm seeing something different and I'm seeing something new. So when I was younger, my mama, and she was providing for all three of us, she was seeing something new because she was providing for us. She was providing for herself. She was providing for the house. It's not an easy job to do. It's not an easy thing to do to raise three boys by yourself, especially when you're a woman. See, when I understood as I got older is that really takes a lot. That really takes a lot to really raise three boys by yourself. And when I start to understand that being a parent or being an adult takes time to learn, or being grown takes time to learn, or having responsibilities takes time to understand, you have to keep putting up. You have to keep showing up in ways that you're not familiar with in order to increase your responsibility, in order to increase your experience, in order to increase what you are learning. See, your knowledge comes from you understanding that you can't be comfortable for the rest of your life. When you're comfortable, you have doubt because you're no longer trying to figure things out. See, when you have doubt, you're afraid to start. You're afraid to do because you don't think you doing is good enough. You don't think you're doing is the best. You don't think you're doing is perfect because there's no perfect timing. One thing that I've learned while starting my career or starting my journey back 4 years ago was the mere fact that I started not knowing what I know today. Was starting 4 years ago. See, starting is the most difficult thing there is, because how do you begin something when you have no idea where to start? How do you continue to show up when showing up is so difficult? See, the lack of knowledge is saying that you just need to learn something new. You have to be okay with being quote unquote embarrassed. In reality, nobody's really judging you. We're just judging ourselves. We're judging ourselves. And since we're judging ourselves, we are so hard on ourselves. See, self-doubt, the definition of self-doubt is having uncertainty. How can you have certainty if you don't have the knowledge? How can you have confidence if you don't have the practice? How can you have anything if you're not understanding that the work that needs to be done, the work that needs to be committed, the work that you need to put in, you're not willing to do? See, being uncertain about things doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. What it does mean is that you have to be and willing to do more than the next. You have to be and do more than what the next person is committed to doing. How do you understand? How do you grow? How do you learn in a way where you can gain this knowledge, where you can gain this experience, where you can go from doubt to sureness, to for sure, to how can you show up for yourself when doubt has always been a thing, when fear has always been a thing? Starting something new is scary, and you only get better over time. You only get better as you continue to learn what's not in front of you. See, you have to go seeking the information. There's a quote that I made a couple of days ago, and the video said, "They didn't teach you this. They didn't teach us this." Quote unquote, they don't have to teach you anything, because it's up to you to go seek the information. And the reason why I said that is because if you're not seeking knowledge, if you're not seeking experience, if you're not seeking something that's going to push you out your comfort zone, how do you actually become confident and for sure of yourself and for sure of what you're doing and for sure of the knowledge that you're getting and receiving? See, understanding that everything that you do has to take some level of commitment, some level of dedication, some level of awareness to recognize that you're learning as you're going. You're learning along the way, because the way is so impactful. Your journey is so powerful. The lessons that you're enduring and taking for yourself is not only showing up when they need to, but it's helping you understand and destroy self-doubt. When you destroy self-doubt, now you understand there's a reason behind the knowledge. There's a reason behind the experience. There's a reason behind the skills that you need to build for yourself. So There's another basketball player, Ajaya Wilson. She's been going crazy. The last couple of games, she had 20 plus points. I don't even know the stats. I ain't about to do it like that. I'm about to look it up. She's been going crazy. Every time I'm on social media, every time I log in just to see what's going on with the world, she's going crazy. Her stats. Where is it? I'm going to put stats per game. Let me see. Ajaya Wilson. Nah, I'm going to do... I ain't going to do stats per game. That's too much information. Nah, I'm going to do stats per game. Yeah. There we go. Dang. Hold on. There we go now. So, this is Ajaya Wilson. This is her... Is it her... Ajaya, I think it is. Okay. Yep. Here we go. Last game was Sunday, July 14th. She had 36 minutes, 28 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 for 19. So for those of you who do not understand basketball, she has 28 points, 17 rebounds. 17 rebounds by herself. Not only does she have 17 rebounds, she has one assist, two blocks, and two turnovers. She shot 12 for 19 from the field. She shot 19 shots and she only made 12. 28 points. So the reason why I'm saying this, the reason why I just brought her up is because she's doing the work. She's practicing and perfecting her craft. She's no longer unsure of her. Of her work that she's doing, of the work that she's doing for herself, she's for sure confident on everything that she's doing. She's for sure confident on all 19 shots that she's taking. She's for sure confident on the ones that go in. Even the ones that don't go in, she's still confident because she's pulling it. She's shooting the ball. She's taking the risk. She's taking the chance. See, oftentimes we just have to be willing to take that chance for ourselves. Order to grow and become more than what we think that we can become. See, our mind limits us because we doubt what we can do. We doubt what we can do because we don't see what we can become. We don't see it because self-doubt is destroying how we see and perceive ourselves. How do you see yourself in a different way, in a different light, in a different manner when you're not showing up for yourself? So when you have lack of knowledge, you have to understand, you have to go seeking the knowledge. That's the next point I want to hit on. Go seek the knowledge. Go seek knowledge. LEDGE. Go seek knowledge. In other words, go look for the knowledge. Go ask the questions. Go be around others that's doing what you would like to currently do because you don't know where to begin. There's someone that's doing what you want to do that's been doing it longer than you. And the reason why I say this is because there's so many different people on this world. There's over 6 billion people in this world. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of individuals to speak to. But you only need to speak to one. Then you speak to another. And then you speak to another person because the experience is building on top of one another. And even though you're starting with one person, you can grow from that. You can grow because you can outgrow this person. You can outgrow their experience. You can outgrow their knowledge. You can outgrow their education because they're at a certain level. Okay. When you outgrow this level, there's levels to everything that we're doing. How do you continue to go to the next phase, the next level, and progress in life for yourself? You have to understand that there's work that needs to be done. There's work that needs to be done because nobody's going to come to you and show you what you need to do and how you do it if you're not seeking it, if you're not looking for it. I remember when I started making videos and I started cooking, I had no idea what I was doing. My mom, she cooked for her entire life. So I was able to go to someone and ask, what is this recipe for this? What do I need to do? What are the ingredients? And how do I need to mix it? How do I need to stir it? How long does it need to be on a pot or the stove in the oven? How long? I'm willing to go to someone, my mother, who has the experience of cooking, because I was interested in cooking. So it wasn't the fact that I was starting from ground nothing, because I had someone that was at ground, above ground, that had the experience, that had the different levels, that been through what I was currently experiencing. So when we understand that we have to be the one to go seek the information, the knowledge that's come for us is presented because we're putting ourselves out there. We're putting ourselves out there. Even though I stopped cooking, I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't really enjoy cooking because I didn't want to get a camera every time I got hungry. I didn't want to get a camera and record the process of me of start to finish. I just didn't enjoy it that much. And so I stopped. And so the first person I went to was my mama that helped me create a couple of videos, create a couple of different meals, create a couple of cooking videos. I was able to go to her so she can direct me in the right path, in the right direction, and guide me along the way. And so when I realized that I didn't really enjoy cooking that much, now it's time for me to go look and learn from someone else. It's not the fact that my mama is bad. It's the fact that she's good at cooking. Okay, she's good at cooking, so I can go to her for cooking. If I want to do something different, I have to figure out what the difference is and find a person that's doing what I would like to do. So then I started learning about real estate. My mother cooked. She wasn't in real estate. So how can I find someone that I'm not related to, that I'm close with? How can I find someone that can help me? Because I'm seeking the knowledge. The point number two is seeking knowledge, is learning from other people, learning from other people's experiences. Who do I need to speak to? Who can help me? And the reason why this is so important, because we have to be willing to learn from others' experience, others' knowledge, others' time, because they've been through what we're currently going through. So back in 2021, when I started, 2020, going into 2021, I was doing real estate because I was in the Marine Corps at the time. We was in Texas doing a COVID mission. And when we was doing a COVID mission, I'm there trying to figure out and learn, who do I need to learn from, or who can help me along my path, along my journey, that can help me like really just learn what I would like to do, or how I need to go about doing it, what I need to start doing, and so on and so forth. And so go back to my mama. I asked, do you know anybody? Ironically enough, she knew somebody. And so the somebody that she introduced me to, we had a conversation. So as we was having a conversation, he was telling me, yeah, man, I do wholesaling. Like, I've been in real estate for X amount of years. I've closed a couple deals. And yeah, man, I'll be more than willing to help you. I'll be more than willing to help you. And so to come find out, when I was seeking the knowledge, when I followed up with him to have a one-on-one conversation with him again, he stopped answering the phone. And mind you, the reason why I'm sharing this is because there's going to be obstacles that you will have to face and overcome so you can actually grow and learn more in life. So when he stopped answering the phone, I was hurt. I was hurt because I thought he wanted to help me. I thought he wanted to help me. I thought he was okay with helping me. And then as I got older and really started to learn more, it wasn't his obligation to help me. It's okay if he wanted to, but he didn't have to. And so when I really just sat back and thought about it, like, huh, he didn't have to really help me. He didn't have to, but it's okay if he does. I'll be grateful if he does. He doesn't have to. And even though he doesn't have to, why do I need to take it personal when he doesn't help me? Why do I need to take it personal when he doesn't help me? I'm already trying to figure it out. I'm already at ground zero because I'm level one. I'm not going to say ground. Level one, because I'm learning what to do. I'm still in the learning phase, and the learning phase is so overwhelming. How do you start? How do you begin? How do you grow? How do you learn anything? The next definition I want to look up is knowledge. What is knowledge? What is the definition of knowledge? And the reason why I'm looking this up, because we have to understand the words that we're using. We have to understand the words that's here in front of us. Knowledge. The definition of knowledge is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. Oh my God. It's a facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. Let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Through experience and education. So I've been speaking about experience and education this whole time, but didn't fully understand what knowledge even was. See, when you go seeking knowledge, you're seeking someone's experience. You're seeking someone lessons that they've endured. And so when a guy that my mama introduced me to, when he didn't help me, I felt some kind of way. I'm like, you said you was going to help, so why aren't you helping? As I got older, he wasn't obligated to help me. He wasn't forced to help me. It's okay for someone to say, I want to help you one time. I want to help you this time, but next time I want to help you. Sometimes it's okay for people not to say anything. So now as I'm learning about the path and direction that I would like to go, I have to go seeking information and knowledge that's going to help me along my path. It was not easy. It would not be easy. It was very challenging because I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody in the industry. I don't know anybody that's currently doing real estate. I don't know anybody. So where do I find somebody that can help me? That's when I start really putting myself out there, really speaking to others like, hey, I'm looking to do real estate. We was doing a COVID mission back in 2021. We was in Texas. We was doing this mission. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to everybody that came across. And I'm telling them that when they ask me, like, what do you want to do? And I tell them, like, I'm thinking about getting into real estate. Like, but I have no idea where to start. But I'm thinking about getting into real estate. I'm thinking about getting into real estate. I'm thinking about getting into real estate. See, I had a thought. I had a vision. I had a plan. But I didn't have a path to follow. I just knew I wanted to do something for myself. And so as I'm talking to a lot of people, as I'm talking to a lot of different, and I hear different stories, I'm stuck on one thing because I want to do real estate. I want to do real estate. And so as I'm there at doing the mission, I came up with this bright idea. So before we left for Texas, I was in the Marine Corps, and every week we had to get a haircut. If you're a Marine or service member, you had to be presentable every week. You had to get, being a male, I'm a male, I'm speaking of males. A male has to be presentable every single week. Every single week they have to get a cut. Have to get a cut every single week. And so before we leave, I'm thinking to myself, like, how can I really just, you know, try to do something. Not necessarily seize the opportunity, but just, you know, do something creative. Do something openly. Do something like that I can learn from. And it hit me. I'm like, huh. All the men have to have a haircut. And during this time, that's when COVID was going on. COVID, that's when the whole world shut down. The military didn't even know what to do with the service members. The whole world shut down. I can only speak on my behalf of me serving during COVID. And when the world shut down, not everyone's trying to figure out what to do next. And so as I'm there, I'm just thinking, I'm like, huh, we're in the military. We're going to a place where it's potentially locked down or potentially closed off or potentially not a lot of movement going on. How can I learn something here? How can I go seek some knowledge here? So I bought some clippers. And so the first pair of clippers that I bought was from Walmart. So I wanted to start practicing on myself. If you go watch a lot of my older videos, you will see that my hair was not cut that best. It was not cut that best. I had lines right there. It wasn't faded. It wasn't even. I didn't have a line. Like, my line was crooked. You would see. If you go back and look at some of the videos on YouTube, you would see I didn't have that many. I wasn't good at cutting hair. But I was willing to learn it. I was willing to go seek the knowledge. And so when I bought the clippers, I was learning and using myself as the test dummy so I can learn at least how to take my hair down just a little bit. How to take it down so that it don't look ass nappy. It can look cut, but it don't look good. And so my buddy, he was cutting hair, but he was cutting hair a lot longer, maybe a year or two more. Like, he was cutting hair a lot longer. And when he was cutting hair, he was a lot better than I was. So then I asked, I say, man, how long you been cutting hair? He told me, he said, man, a couple years, a year or so. Then I'm like, hey, man, you think you can teach me something? Because it seemed like you know what you're doing. I don't really know all the details that go within cutting hair, but I'm seeking the knowledge. I'm seeking the knowledge with someone experienced. And so when I asked him, like, hey, man, are you willing? Can you teach me? He said, yeah. I said, bet. And then I asked him, I was like, so what kind of clippers do you have? Like, does the clippers even matter? I said, I got the ones from Walmart. Does that even matter? He said, yeah, man, you need to get some better clippers because you're going to be cutting other people's heads. So I'm like, okay, which ones did I get? He sent me the list to get. And I got the magic clippers. I got the magic clippers. And so now I'm starting practicing on my head. And so I'm asking him like different questions on what guards to use when you cut hair, how to go about doing it, how to fade, what fade it even was. So I'm able to ask him questions. Excuse me. And he's answering them. He's answering them. And so that helped me in a way where it started to build my confidence up. It started to build my confidence up in a way that I wasn't expecting. And so now when we get to Texas, I'm telling everybody I cut hair. I'm telling everybody that's in my unit that went with me that I cut hair. I cut hair. I cut hair. I cut hair. And so during that time, I was putting myself out there, and I was putting myself out there vulnerable. Vulnerably, I was putting myself out there without even knowing how to do everything. I was putting myself out there to learn and go seek the knowledge. See, knowledge comes to you when you're able to seek it for yourself. So as I'm there putting myself out there, I'm like, hey, I cut hair. Come talk to me. Come holler at me. Come holler at me. And at the time, I didn't know what marketing even was. I didn't even know the terminology around it. I just knew I had to, if I wanted to do something, I had to go tell the other people what I was doing. And it taught me a lesson. The lesson that it taught me is that if you're going to commit to something, you have to fully commit to it. You don't need to know all the terminology. You don't need to know all the answers. You don't need to be perfect because you get better over time. If I would have waited 4 years to start cutting hair, I would never be perfect. I would never be good. I would never be able to practice my craft because my craft would have been non-existent. See, understanding that lack of practice leads to uncertainty. When you are uncertain about yourself, when you are uncertain about what you are doing, when you are uncertain about the amount of confidence that you have for yourself, that's where self-doubt comes from. That's where self-doubt comes from because you don't have the knowledge and the experience and the dedication to commit for yourself. How do you commit when committing is so scary? That I was willing to be open to just trying. If I'm not good at it, hey, I gave it a try. Hey, I gave it my best. Hey, I gave it my all. And then over time, I learned, even though I'm giving it my all, I have to continue to give it my all at one particular thing. So I stopped cutting hair. I stopped doing real estate for now. But I've been doing content for the last 4 years. I've been creating videos for the last 4 years. Excuse me. So I'm able to continue to build on one skill because this one skill is being developed over time. It's being developed because I didn't stop doing it. Even though I stopped cooking, I still made videos. It was just the way I was making videos was completely different because I was thinking that I wanted to do cooking. I tried cooking. I didn't like cooking, especially recording the cooking process. I didn't like that. I didn't enjoy it. So I stopped doing it. I wasn't good at real estate. I didn't have all the knowledge, all the education, all the information that I needed, nor was I consistent with it. Nor did I have a budget for it. Nor did I have a way of doing it every single day. Because if you don't know this, get into real estate costs money. It costs money because you have to speak to homeowners. You have to follow up with the homeowners. You have to continue to follow up with the homeowners. And you have to communicate with them. And every call, every message, every list costs money. And on the internet, I wasn't familiar with that side of it because I didn't know what that side even was. But I was committed to it. I put the money into speaking to homeowners. I put the money into speaking to strangers. I put the money into it, but nothing came back from it because I didn't have the budget for it. I didn't have the money for it, nor was I consistent. And so now when I start to really fully understand like the process behind everything, you only get better when you're focusing on one thing, when you're able to grow and make something from it. So self-doubt comes when you're doing so many different things that you never get good at one. Because we're so talented. We're so creative. We have so many different ideas. And just because you have so many different ideas, it stops your growth because you're not able to focus on one thing. Knowledge is saying that knowledge is recognizing the thing that you have. Experience is focusing on the thing that you would like to do. Because if you're not putting time and effort into it, how do you get better? How do you grow? How do you gain the knowledge? How do you recognize everything that you're doing for yourself? It just doesn't work like that. Sherry says, so true. So true. So true. Sherry, how you doing? And there's a process behind everything. There's a process behind everything. See, even though you're not good at something, doesn't mean you shouldn't stop. Even though you don't have the knowledge and the experience and the time, doesn't mean that you should quit. What it does mean is that you should find every information, every piece of knowledge, every piece of experience that you can go and search for and start doing it today. If I was to wait to start cutting hair when I was in the military, I would never learn how to cut hair. I have a picture. This picture just came in my mind. I don't have it at this moment. Hold on. I'm about to see if I can find it. If I can find it, oh my goodness. Let me see. I got a lot of photos. Hold on. I got a lot of photos. The one photo that I'm talking about, I was in training. And luckily, I can't find it. I forgot all about this, but this memory just came to me. I was in training, and of course, being in the service, being in the Marine Corps, in the military, we had to keep our appearance up to date. And so we was in a it's called barracks, and my buddy, he let me cut his hair. First off, I didn't know, I could see the difference between hair textures, like between white people, black people, Mexicans, and so on and so forth, but I didn't really understand the difference. So my buddy, he was a white guy, and so he let me cut his hair. And when he let me cut his hair, I ended up getting a splinter. I'm like, how do you get a splinter from cutting hair? How is that even possible? So at the time, I didn't recognize that his hair was completely different from my hair, which means that I had to approach it differently. I had to cut it differently. I had to practice differently. And mind you, I didn't really stick to it because it's too much. It's too much going on. But I liked it. I did not like it. I tried it. If I didn't get that splinter, I would probably stop. But everything that you do, there's a lesson behind everything. You're not going to be great at it. You're not going to be amazing at it. But what you can get is better over time. If this is one thing that you like to do, this is the one thing that you like to be good at, you just have to understand that the knowledge and experience that you put into something, you have to recognize that you're committed for it for a long time. One thing that I recognized when I started cooking, started making videos, started cutting hair, and started doing real estate, I had to start at ground zero with everything that I had an idea for because I had to learn what I was doing. That's the first phase of everything. You have to learn what you are doing. But don't get stuck in too much information, because if you're stuck in too much information, you would never grow. You would never experience. You would never see the results, because the results come from you doing. And once they come from you doing, now you understand how the work is growing in a way that's helping you develop. And so everything that you do, every idea that you have, every thought that you have came across and you have started it, just recognize how much time you have put into it to actually learn it. To actually go in depth with the knowledge, to go in depth with the skill that you want to build for yourself. How many times do you need to start over to recognize that the skill has been developed when you focus on one thing? See, uncertainty is saying that I'm so creative, I can't focus on one. Because I'm so creative, my mind doesn't work like that. And just because it doesn't work like that, now you have self-doubt. Now you have self-doubt because your creativity is stopping you. Your creativity, your openness, your thoughtfulness, the way you doing things is stopping you from growing because you have so many things going on your plate. You have so many things that you're trying to focus on, trying to learn, trying to perfect, but you just can't. You just can't. Well, one thing that I recognize from people that has been playing pro their entire life, either it be basketball, football, baseball, hockey, soccer, they've been playing soccer day, or not just soccer, they've been playing sports their whole entire life. Their whole entire life. My favorite linebacker when I was playing linebacker in high school was Ray Lewis. This man he played for the Ravens number 52. He was a great linebacker because he focused on becoming a great linebacker. He had a dance in the football. So every time he had a celebration, he hit it. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see if I can pull up Ray Lewis dance. Let me see if I can pull it up. And the reason why I'm pulling this up because he's known for one thing. He's known for one thing. Playing football. He's known for one thing. Now that he's retired, I don't even know what he's known for, to be honest. I don't even know what he's known. Of course. There's an ad. Hold on. And I just found it. Hold on. Let me go ahead and play it right quick. Yeah. Look at this. He's known for football. For those of you that's listening to this, I'm playing a Ray Lewis video of him doing a dance. Just look up Ray Lewis final home game dance, and then it'll play. So I'm about to go ahead and play. It's only 50 seconds. Hello. That ain't the one I wanted to show. Hold on. That ain't the one I wanted to show. Cause he had a song that came to it. He had a song with it. Let me see. Oh, it's right here. Yes. Okay. Stay with me now. Hold on. Let me go ahead and play it. Now, let me come back to the screen. For those of you who do not know who Ray Lewis is, he's a football Hall of Famer. He's a football Hall of Famer. He's been playing football his whole entire life. Why does this matter? You have to focus on one thing to be known for something that you're currently doing. I spoke with my trainer that I was training with in boxing. I spoke with him yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday? I think it was yesterday or day for yesterday. When I started to learn how to box, I went to a trainer. He was training me, and we spoke yesterday. And so when we was talking, he asked me, so are you doing the same thing that you was doing? No. I'm sorry. He asked me, what's different about today than last year when we met? Because we met last year. He was like, what's different? What are you doing different today than last time? And I just told him, I was like, today I'm just making social media or creating videos more of a business. More of a business. Now I have to learn what the business even is. It's going to evolve video. It's going to evolve content creation. It's going to evolve social media. But what is the business? What is the business? And so as we was talking, he was telling me that he's getting away from training. And when he was telling me that, he's known for fighting. He's known for training. Everyone that I come encounter with, and I realized this yesterday when we was having this conversation, everyone that I come encounter with, I'm always speaking about social media. I'm always saying you need to record the process. You need to document the process. You need to record yourself doing something. I'm always speaking about social media. I'm always advocating. By advocating, I'm saying I'm always talking about it. Let me look up the real definition of advocating. Advocating. Publicly recommend. Definition is publicly recommend. I publicly recommend that everyone should be on social media every single day, every single conversation that I have. And it's so mind-blowing because I don't speak about real estate like that. Even though I'm going to get back into it. Later on down the line, I'm going to get back into real estate. But I don't speak about it. I'm not fully known about that. And what just came to my mind, we had went to a hair store to get like some alcohol or some. We went to the hair store to get something. But it was these two gentlemen out there, and they were speaking about cutting hair. And so one guy that was interested in getting a haircut, he was like, "Hey man, I'm looking for a barber, but I'm not for sure where to find one." And so as I'm walking in, I don't say nothing. But as I'm walking out, I just ask, I say, "Man, sorry to interrupt. Are you recording the process? Like, are you recording what you're doing?" He said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Man, why not?" He said, "Man, because I'm not really good at it. I'm not really, you know, I don't feel like I need to." Then I just explained to him, like, "Man, just think about a couple of years from now. You are outside of the hair shop trying to sell what you do to a stranger. Bro, just think about what you're going to do in the next couple of years. You can have something to refer back to. Like, man, when I was starting, I didn't have nothing, but I started in the parking lot." And so when we were speaking, it made me think about that. I'm always talking about social media. I'm always communicating about social media. I'm always communicating about recording because I'm focusing on recording. I'm focusing on social media. I'm putting my energy towards it. And so now that I'm fully aware of the path that I would like to go, there's more that has to be learned. But I can only learn so much in so many different industries that I have to focus on the one thing. I have to focus and drop everything else and create a business around what I'm doing. I remember I went to this event before I had moved from Little Rock, Arkansas. I had went to this event, and it was a guy that had assets over liabilities. And for those of you who don't know what the assets over liability is or is, it's earn your leisure. And they talk about investing, business, and so on and so forth. And so I was familiar with the shirt that he had on. His name was Dion. Was it Dion? D. I know it started with D. Oh, I can't think of the name. But what caught my eye is the assets of a liability. Assets over liabilities. And so we got to communicate. We got to talk because he was a mechanic. He's a mechanic. D. Cole. That's his name. He's a mechanic in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so what caught my eye was the shirt. So then we got to talking, like, "Hey man, what you do?" He said, "Man, I own a mechanic shop, and my daughter is here, you know, selling ice cream and so on and so forth." I said, "Man, are you recording anything?" He said, "Man, no." He was like, "I'm not good at it." He said, "Man, no." I said, "Bro, what you are doing is so powerful, so impactful. You need to start recording it. Because you would never know what this is going to turn into when you see what's here in front of you. What's in front of you has to be documented." So over the years, I've been talking about social media. I've been talking about social media and why it's important, because I was able to go seek the knowledge. I was able to focus on one thing. I was also able to drop everything else. So to get rid of self-doubt, to destroy self-doubt, you have to drop everything rather than one thing and learn everything for this one thing. The reason being, the last point I want to hit on is to dive in onto one. Explore And I'm using the word explore purposely. Explore D1. And let me explain. Let me go in detail with it. Explore the one. So explore, to explore means explore. Explore means travel in or through an unfamiliar country in order to learn, familiarize yourself with it. Okay. Not that one. Search for resources such as mineral deposits, inquire into or discuss. That's the definition I'm looking for. Inquire into or discuss. So the reason why I use the terminology explore, because you have to be willing to learn more about one thing. To learn about this thing and understand that this thing is going to help you more in life. When I started training with my trainer PJ last year, and we was having the first conversation, the first dialogue, we was communicating. As we was communicating, he said, man, I'm confident in fighting. I'm confident in my hands. I'm confident in my feet. I'm confident in my body. I'm confident here in this area. And then I start asking about social media. He was like, man, I'm just not that confident doing it. I'm just not that confident doing that because I haven't learned that. I haven't studied that. I've been studying fighting my whole life, so it comes natural to me. Oh, it hit me. It comes natural to you because you've been studying your whole life. You've been studying your whole life. And one time we were sparring, we was like practicing, going back and forth. And I'm kind of strong. I got little power behind me. And so I hit him. But I hit him with a left hook to the stomach. And mind you, he's like 6'2". He's tall. So I think my power outweighed the height just a little bit. And so I felt myself when I hit him and it connected. And he was like, he didn't even show that it hurt. He didn't even show it. How he showed it is that he let his experience do the talking. He hit me with a hook, a straight, a jab, a kick. He put me in my place. He put me in my place because he had to really show me, hey man, I've been doing this for X amount of years. You just started, but you got power, but you're loose with your power. But let me show you what control power do for you. He taught me a lesson. I didn't back down. I didn't go down. I didn't start fighting to learn how to back down. I started fighting to learn how to fight. That's what he was teaching me. He was teaching me how to fight. And so when I was able to really learn and dive into the information, he's been doing it for a long time. He's confident in this area for a long time. How do you go from doing something for a long time to learning something new? You have to explore the one thing, because when you explore the one, now you see everything that goes on behind the scenes. Now you see every detail that you was not expecting. And even though you're not expecting, it doesn't mean that you can't get better over time. So when you identify the one that you would like to do, the one that you would like to be focused on, the one that you would like to be known for, you have to understand that there's work that comes on, that comes behind that. There's work that comes behind the commitment, because you already lack the knowledge. You already lack the uncertainty, but you gain the knowledge from gaining the experience at the same time. Yes, it's okay to read. There's nothing wrong with reading. I have books right behind me. I've written a book. There's nothing wrong with books. There's nothing wrong with information. There is something wrong with getting too much information and not acting on the knowledge that you just received. Reason being, we call that analysis paralysis. And that means, I'm about to go to the definition. Analysis paralysis. Analysis, A-N-A-Y-S-I, paralysis. The definitions of analysis paralysis is a type of overthinking that occurs when someone is unable to make a decision due to overanalyzing or overthinking alternatives. The reason why analysis paralysis is a real thing is because we overthink the work that we need to do for today. We overthink it We overthink it, and we're constantly learning, not acting. Because when we start to act on what we see and start to understand, hold on, let me come back. Yep, there we go. Once we start acting on the knowledge that we are reading, learning, and studying, now we can identify what we need to do and how we need to go about doing it. It's not going to come easy. It will be challenging. And the best reward comes from when you actually start when you do not know. Because now when you run into someone with more experience, you're able to ask questions from your experience rather than a book, rather than an article, rather than a video, because you're currently doing what you have questions about. You're currently struggling about something that you tried. When I started cutting hair, I went to someone that was cutting hair. When I started cooking, I went to someone that was cooking. When I started making videos, I went to someone that was making videos. There's someone that's doing what you need to, what you would like to do. You just have to drop everything, but just pick up one and explore it. Read it from start to finish. And then once you finish it, go try what you just read. Explore it, because there's countless amount of information that can be learned about this one particular thing. There's countless amount of information that can help you be sure and gain certainty of the direction that you like to go. Experience is the best teacher, because you can't tell me what I've learned, what I've been through, because I'm the one that experienced it. I can share it, and me sharing it is identifying what I've learned. So how to destroy self-doubt is picking one thing that you can focus on. It's picking one thing that you can learn and diving into the one thing until focus on one thing and just keep learning the one thing. Keep learning the one thing, because you get better over time as you just focus on one. As you just focus on one, stop spreading yourself too thin. Because there's a diamond in the rough that's been made when you can identify the one thing that you like to focus on. So if you got value from this, if you enjoyed this video, if you enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoyed this audio, share this with a friend that's struggling with doubt and want to destroy their self-doubt for themselves. Share this with them, because we have to understand that doubt comes from when we are not focused. So to destroy your self-doubt, in closing, to destroy your self-doubt, you have to understand that you cannot do everything. You have to focus on the one, and the one is going to pay you over time. Before I go, Sherry say, I needed this reminder to focus on one thing at a time. I needed this. See, all the time you just need a reminder, and that reminder is to say that you can destroy your self-doubt. And once you destroy your self-doubt, you no longer lack the knowledge. You gain the experience, you gain the knowledge, and you gain the understanding of it. And once you gain the understanding of it, now you continue to go seek knowledge. You continue to go learn about the thing, about the one thing that you're doing. And then when you're learning about the one thing that you're doing and you're good at it and you're making money from it, now you still learn this one thing. You still focus on this one thing. Because when you do that, now you're exploring the one. Because this one can multiply. One thing, before I leave, what we do as people is that we want the multiple to work faster than the one. In reality, we're looking at it differently. The one is what multiplies, is what create more, and what establishes the most. Conor McGregor is a fighter. He's known for fighting. What does he do? Fight. Now, everything else outside of fighting, he started with fighting. That's what I want to close you with. So I appreciate y'all. Make sure you share this with a friend. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a comment on the biggest takeaway that you have taken from this live. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.